don't know what the stagecoach thing was about, except that you thought you were sitting there very serious and you looked really scared, but inside you were just having a ball. It was like, this is the most exciting thing that has ever happened in my entire life, but you dare not let your dad see that. So it was that you really hit it well. So in this lifetime, I see two big influences. One is the expression of emotion outwardly, that you tend to feel one thing but present another, and that there's an uncomfortableness with really letting people know and see through your expression, and both verbally and facial, how you really feel. And this is something that you brought with you from that lifetime, so you could work that energy to really have, there's a desire on your part to be able to be in the stagecoach and feel excited and look and act excited and be validated for that, for having joy, for having whatever, and not be suppressed about it and have that oppression. So it seems like a small thing in a way, but it's not. It's very big for someone who had a lifetime, and I see you had several. I see a military lifetime, more of that suppression and oppression about where you actually allow yourself to express outwardly what you feel inside. And another lifetime where a grandfather raised you, and it was, you know, there's many times where you were in situations where you were taught to oppress and suppress. So in this lifetime, it's about being able to feel something, express it, and really have it, and be comfortable with that. And not only be comfortable, but have other people, like I see you kind of studying how people react when you do that. And it's because it serves as a validation for you that when you are authentic in your expression, it doesn't really matter if you're angry, happy, sad, excited, tearful, whatever. What matters is that you're genuine, and that's the energy you're working, and that's the energy, that's what you're learning about. And that's part of it. The other part had to do, I want to look a little bit deeper at the spiritual and religious aspect, because when I was looking at that about being fearful that you're going to die and go to hell because you did these bad things, I see here many lifetimes of religious programming like that, one in which you were a monk, and another one in which you were not the Pope, but you were higher than a priest. You were, I don't know if it's a bishop or archbishop, but you were very high in the church, but not the Pope. Now I'm getting archbishop. A lot in that lifetime, there is so much religious programming from that lifetime. And in fact, in that lifetime, it looks like that is one of the lifetimes in which you began to, even as archbishop in the Catholic Church, that you began to question the religious programming, that certain things would happen with your parishioners, and when you would experience or share an experience with them, you would be saying what you were programmed to say, but inside you started thinking and feeling that this did not match, that especially about the punishing. Oh, I see how this ties into when you were a boy too. In other words, you're saying something to them that's religious programming that you supposedly believe as Archbishop of the Catholic Church, but as a person you started to realize and question that what you're coming out of your mouth is not what you really believe. Like maybe where you wanted to console and validate, instead you were brimstone and fire kind of stuff. So this lifetime also works into this lifetime, and I see you really questioning a lot about your spirituality. Not so much religion per se, but religion in the aspect of the overall, how it fits into spirituality. And I see like religion being this whole ball and everything, and there's religion, and spirituality is all around it, and your interest is in what's out here, although you're looking into that ball at how all of this religious stuff does connect to the spirituality. So there is that wanting again of an integration of religion and spirituality, and also a real separation of what is your truth and what is what you thought was your truth but turns out is actually religious programming as a result of past lives or present lifetime parents, culture, society type. And I see so many question marks out here. It's almost like looking like a cartoon in terms of energy coming in, that there's so many questions and then there's so many answers that you can't possibly get it all at once. But I also see coming into play that intelligence you had in that lifetime as a 10-year-old boy, whereas now there's the desire, I see that intelligence, and I see the desire to have it balanced with the spiritual, and how you use that intelligence to balance with the spiritual world so that it feels complete instead of like this or even like this.